And we'll get to it, starting with some Angels baseball. We're joined right now by the manager of the Los Angeles Angels, a World Series champion as a player and a manager, a two-time AL Manager of the Year. The Angels beat Washington 3-2 on Wednesday. They have won 7 of their last 8. They're at Baltimore tonight. Mike Socha is my guest. Mike, it's been a little while. It's great to have you back. How are you?
Jim, doing great. How are you doing?
Mike, I'm great. So good to have you back. I mentioned the win, Mike, on Wednesday in Washington. Your starting pitcher, let me start there, Ricky Nolasco, didn't have a great first inning, but he battled through. He got you to the 6th before he had to leave with cramps. What did he show you in the way he handled that adversity and the way he fought through it?
Well, you know, Ricky is, if you look at his one-loss record and some internal statistics, not having his best season. But one thing he does, he competes as well as any pitcher I've ever seen. So it really comes down to a matter of if he's on and he's making his pitches, he's going to have success. And as things start to get away from his delivery and he misses, then he's going to be in trouble. In the first inning, you know, he left a fastball, a sinker right in the heart of the plate to Zimmerman, and they get off to a 2-0 lead. Then he found it, and he made some pitches all the way through to almost finish the 6th inning. And you know, Ricky battles, and I think that sets a tone for our whole team when your starting pitcher goes out there, and maybe he's struggling a little bit, but you know he's going to go out there and give everything he has to try to get the game to a certain point.
Los Angeles Angels manager Mike Socha joins us. So then you get a 2-run home run from Cole Calhoun in the 6th, and then your bullpen goes to work, allowing just 1 hit in 3 1/3 innings of work. In fact, over the last 5 games, the bullpen has allowed a total of 2 earned runs in more than 17 innings. So when you've got a bullpen that's rolling the way yours is right now, how much confidence does that give you and then the rest of the team?
Well, there's no doubt that we're getting some depth down there, Jim. And the one thing about our pen, these guys have been out there a lot, and they're doing a great job. You want to make sure they stay fresh so they can stay effective. But I think the whole key to this thing is getting the game on your terms and holding leads. And we're at our best when we're able to do that. So the bullpen obviously becomes a big part of that. These guys have been terrific. A lot of guys are getting an opportunity to pitch in big games that maybe hadn't before in their career, you know, back into pens. Guys like Blake Parker, and you know, you've got Bud Norris, who was closing for us for a long time. Some young guys like Keenan Middleton and Cam Bedrosian are doing a terrific job, and he's Merrill Petit. So it's kind of an eclectic group, but they're getting it done.
And Mike, I mentioned you've won 7 of 8, so you're holding down the second place wild card spot. But if we go back to July 28th, the team was 5.5 games out of the wild card. At that point, Mike, did it feel like the team was ready to break out and then go on a run?
Well, I knew we had a chance to play better, and I felt we would play better. And it all comes down to, some of our offensive woes. You get Mike Trout back in the lineup, and it makes everyone else kind of get in the place where they're comfortable. And not that we're not going to cover off the ball, but we're definitely pressuring teams more, and that's going to be important to us. We always felt like we're going to be in a pennant race, and even some of the darker times during the season when you were in some of those couple losing streaks, you always felt like you were going to play better, and we have. And the thing about baseball is, you're coming into the last 6 weeks of the season, and the last 6 weeks of the season, can be a lifetime. So you need to keep focused, just chew this thing one pitch at a time, and you're going to play tough games all the way out. And we know we have to play well. So, yeah, when we were playing poorly, we felt we were going to be able to turn it around. Now, as you're starting to get a little momentum, you just want to go out there and continue to do what you've been doing for the last couple weeks, and that's going to be our focus.
Angels manager Mike Socha joins us. Mike Trout, the numbers are just mind-boggling. He's already passed the 1,000 career hit mark. He's approaching 200 home runs. If he reaches that number this season, he joins Jimmy Fox, Mel Ott, Mickey Mantle, and Alex Rodriguez as members of the 1,000-hit, 200-home-run club in their age 25 season. I mean, I know people get spoiled by the career he's having, but when you hear his name mentioned with the likes of Fox, Ott, and Mantle, what's that tell you about him?
I think it puts it all in perspective. What Mike Trout is doing, and we see it every day, is just incredible. And we get to see it every day. I think the casual fan or the fan that doesn't see Mike day in and day out can look at numbers and look at what he's doing, and you say, "Hey, this guy's a special player." But when you see him play every day, and the way the little things show up in his game of what he does on the defensive side, how he runs the bases, how he never takes a pitch off, that's one of the things about Mike's makeup that makes him a special guy, along with his natural talent. And when you start to hear the names of the guys that he's being compared to, we're seeing something right before our eyes that's like a living legend. And combined with Albert, when Albert hits a home run or does something, the guys that he's connected with, it's been really fun. But one thing about Mike is Mike's focus is on winning. He wants to win. That's what drives him. And he's not going to be content until he gets that World Series ring, and that's what we're all trying to move towards.
At this point, Mike, is there anything that Trout does that surprises you, or do you just expect the unexpected from him all the time?
Well, he does do things that I've seen very few guys be able to do. Some of the pitches that he hits, out of the park in the opposite field, and you say, how did the guy do that? Or some of the things that that he does on a daily basis. There's always that one thing that jumps out, and it just makes a statement of how great Mike is. But I think his real talent is just his consistency. And as his career keeps going, and you hope this guy just keeps going and doing the things that that he does, he's gonna be I think measured on his consistency. And if he hits 40 home runs and he comes back the next year and he does hit 45, you're not gonna say, well, he didn't have quite as good of a year as he did when he hit 40. He's out there just trying to play baseball day in and day out. He's not chasing numbers. And I think that helps him to stay in the present and do things that he's capable of doing. He's got great makeup and plays the game hard and definitely sets the tone for our club.
Mike Socia joins us for a few more moments. Mike, the league's Players Weekend comes up next weekend. The players get to wear nicknames on the back of their jerseys, and there are other efforts being made to allow them to express more of their personalities. As a manager, what do you make of the Players Weekend?
I think it's great. I think it's another extension of things that are important in a clubhouse and a player. Personal expression is important. I think I was born in 58, so I grew up just barely in the 60s and 70s, where I first, you get a taste of what personal expression is and people being able to do things with freedom. And I think in baseball, it's maybe been a little slower in coming, but it's here. And I think it's great. I think it'll be fun for the fans. I know the players have been talking about, they're going to get a kick out of it. And I think anything that doesn't become a distraction going out there and doing what we have to do on the baseball field is great, and I'm looking forward to it.
Mike, last thing. Let me ask you about Jared Weaver. The former Angel announced his retirement on Wednesday. What kind of memories do you have about him both on the field and in the clubhouse?
Jared is he always set a tone for our rotation. Even we had a lot of guys in our rotation that were gamers. He went out there and, talk about never taking a pitch off. It didn't matter what the situation was. He wanted the ball. He wanted to be the guy to go out there and pitch well. I think he made an incredible statement when he's at the height of his career with us, and we wanted him back. He wanted to come back. And he left some money on the table to sign with us and hopefully finish his career with us, which, obviously he went down to San Diego this year and didn't quite accomplish that. But this guy was an incredible competitor. I think when we had a big game, I know coming down to some areas, we wanted Jared to be the guy to go out there and get it done. And he always answered the bell. He always came out there, took the ball. Was huge in our clubhouse. The guys rallied around him, and he rallied around the guys. And he had a terrific career. I think sometimes we get caught up in some numbers, but Jared Weaver was as good as there was for a 5-year stretch in Major League Baseball, and we were privileged to have him. His accolades are well deserved. He was an incredible pitcher, and I think sometimes Father Time catches up to all of us, and I think he did with Jared.
Not you and me, Mike. Never, never, Mike.
Yeah, he's biting on my tail, no doubt.
Mike Socia, manager of the Angels. They are playing great baseball. They've won 7 of 8, and they've got that wild card spot right now, and they go up against Baltimore today. Mike, so good to get caught up. Really nice to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for doing it, Mike. Great talking to you.
All right, Jim. Thank you. See you.
Great job, Mike. So good. Mike Socia, manager of the Angels. It's been a long time since we had him in the jungle. It's good to hear his voice and get him back in here, and they're playing good ball right now. Once again, they are holding down the second-place wild card spot. And they've won 7 of 8, getting healthy. They're at Baltimore today. My thanks to the skipper